Today's shiur of Mishnah Berurah Yomi is Siman Tuf Lamid Gimel, and we are up to Sif Dalet. Chorei Habayis V'zizin HaBoltin Me'aksolim. You have holes in the walls of the house and ledges that bolt out. Of the walls. Me'aktolim. She'enam gevolim harbe. If they're not too high, below nemuchim harbe, and not too low, tzricha b'dika, they need b'dika, because people put things on there. Aval ha'gvoim she'en yada adam ha'gasham, but if it's very high up, where your hand's not going to reach, where people's hands do not reach, v'ha nemuchim pachos mishol tefachim, or if it's below three tefachim, then ain't tzricha b'dika, you don't need b'dika there. That's what Mishnah Berurah said, ka'an yuchas, tzricha b'dika, l'fisha derech l'shtamish ben. The reason is because it's the derech for people to go ahead and use these things, the holes in the wall, the ledges coming from the wall, the little mini shelves or whatever they are, and they put their chametz. You have to understand, if you have like a stone wall that has like little cracks and crevices, people put things in there, like in the kaisel, they put a little patek in there. Okay, you test. Pachas mishosha tvachim, but if it's less than three tvachim, also you don't have to have a bedika if these holes and ledges are below them. Because you're not going to go ahead and use those things that are so low down. But if you know, if you know that you actually do use them, even one time, they're going to need a bdika. Like if you know, we're talking about the mistama. Mistama, when it's high and when it's low, you're not going to go ahead and need a bdika because it's not used. But if you know that you do use it, you happen to be a guy who does use things for storing and putting chametz on there, or putting things on there. So then, another check. And if you have a house with little kitties crawling around, then obviously, I'm sure you're going to need a bdika on the ledges. Because maybe the kitties put some chametz on them when they were crawling around the house with their little chal in their hand. Chaf. Those days, right? People would, you have a tanur, you have the oven. People would put things on top of the oven that you use the tops of the oven, so you would need a bedika because people would put things on top of the oven. We push it the gam b'chol achorim shesviyosei, and also all the holes that are around it. Tzarech bedika, would need bedika because you use it for chametz. No big chiddush here. Hey, gaga yetzia v'hamigdal. Okay, so you have here a the gag of an annex. They used to have a house in those days. The houses, the roofs were flat. But they'd have like sometimes like little annex, attachments to their house, and those annex attachments would have roofs like sort of like we have today that were on slants. Their regular houses didn't have slants; they were flat. Okay, but these annexes, okay, would have roofs that were slanted. Okay, the amigdal, same thing with a closet shegagein mishupayim, where these annexes or closets, whatever they are, where their roofs were slanted, therefore, their roofs, therefore, are not ru'uyin l'shum tashmish, they're not ro'y for any usage. Again, obviously talking about where the slants were significant. Einam sricha b'dika, not going to be b'dika. Afilu heim b'toch habayis, even if like you have these closets or whatever they are, inside the house, it's not going to be b'dika, because you don't put things on there, because it falls off, rolls off. Sif katan chav aleph, hayitziya, binyan namuch, it's like a little small house attached to your house. But hamidel, a closet, she called an almar or shafa. I guess that's what these closets are called. But darkan hayalasos, and the derech was to make these gagayan mishupayim. They would make their roofs on a slant. Aval kagon shalanu. However, we talk about our gagayan. Aval kagon shalanu she gagayan shava vaderech l'shtamisham. But if you talk about, let's say, our closets or annexes or roofs where the gag might be equal and flat, so then the derech would be to use it. Sharech b'dika. V'chol shekein toch ha'migdal. And for sure, inside the actual closet, im mishdamish b'em chametz lefamim, if you use it for chametz, o dvarim shederech l'mi toch ha'suda, or you go and take things from there. The derech is to take things from there during a suda, therefore you'd bring in chametz because of that. V'vadai tzarech b'dika, for sure you would need a b'dika. Chav gimel. Okay, ein gagayin ruyin le shum tashmish. Their gags are not ruyin for any tashmish. The gagay abatim shalayim are yushavim. Their regular gagim were actually flat. The regular tashmish, and therefore they use it. But tzarach b'dika, and therefore we need b'dika. And what about our ceilings that are below a a slanted roof, otherwise known as an attic? Okay, what about putting things, hey, you, people put things there, you have to do a bedika in your attic that is above the ceiling, right, below the slanted roofs, otherwise known as an attic. He says, if you use the attic for things, so then you need a bedika. Sometimes you go up to the attic to take out the bottle of wine, whatever you got up there, and you have bread in your hand. But if it's, let's say, a big tircha to go into these attics, because again, you only go in there once in a while, and it's a big hassle, and it's dusty and scuzzy, and it's a hassle to go clean up these attics. You could be makel and sell to the nachri. Also, a makom, that place. So it's very interesting. You see a couple of chidushim. Number one is, we're going to get to it later, that when you're selling to a guy, he's supposed to sell not only the chametz, but the area with the chametz. And he's also giving us a cloud that we're going to see later on, that when things are too difficult, okay, and that gets a little sticky, when things are too difficult, so you can be makel with selling certain rooms to a guy to avoid doing a bedika there. The big question always is let's say you go to a hotel, right? So can you just, pop yourself from a bedika totally, in that house, because you can sell the whole thing. So that we'll discuss later on, but you want to go ahead and do a bedika. So the different sheet is in this. Some say, you leave over a room. Some say, you do a whole bedika and all house. That's not a case where it's too hard to do a bedika. It's too hard because you don't want to do a bedika in the whole house. But that what he's talking about too hard here is that the attic is like a real difficult place to do a bedika. Okay. Anyway, we'll see when we get there. We're not in that sugi yet. Okay. We are up to Sivvav. Refesh shel bakar. Hey. A barn, a cattle barn. Ain't sarach b'dika, doesn't need a b'dika. Shemayah shab chametz, a behemoth yochlu. Because if there was chametz there, the behemoth will eat it. V'chein lul shel tarnagolim, same thing would be in a chicken coop. Ain't sarach b'dika, you don't need a b'dika. Shemayah shab chametz, if there was chametz there, ha tarnagolim yochlu, the chickens would eat it. V'chein emtsar shel chatzer, ain't sarach b'dika. Also, the middle of any courtyard doesn't need a b'dika. Shemayah shab chametz, if there was chametz, ha'arvim, the ravens, ushar ofos, and the other birds, ha'metzuyim sham, they would yochlu, they would eat the chametz. Ah, the hani mili misafek chametz. This is only where you have a safek chametz where the chametz is there in these places. Aval badai chametz, but if it's badai chametz, then you can't rely on these animals, birds, and like eating up the chametz because of the principle, as you know from last year, ein safek motzi midei vadai. Right? Safek to safek, a safek can remove a safek, but a safek cannot remove a vadai. Let's look at Mishnah Brura, sif katan chaf dalid, lul, behu adin. Did I skip? Lul. Lul, I didn't karka abayish at tarnagolim tzimisham. Also, if you have a home where, let's say, you happen to be Joe Chicken Coop guy, where you have chickens in your house. So if you happen to have, yikes, you happen to be a guy that, imagine going to your friend's house and meet my friend the chicken. Let's say your home has chickens in them. Ain't sarach b'dika. You would not need a b'dika. When we come sarach b'chabe tachas hamitos, you still have to go ahead and clean up and clear out from under the beds because kilapam nigra sham al yidei ha-targolim. Because sometimes the targolim might, they might eat up all the chametz in front, but sometimes they knock the chametz under the beds. Like a chaticha gadol, there might be a nice big piece there shel chametz she'iv shalem la'achla. They will not be able to eat it. Ol siva acheres, they can't go ahead and eat for some other reason. Ooh, mekayim she'ochlin kol hashana. Now, what happens in a place where you eat all year long, but lekasham tagonu, and there's no chickens there? Everyone holds you have to go and check under the benches and under the tables and under the couches. Shematzi, because chametz go and matzi shlipol shom chametz, because chametz gets there. The yesh omen daaf, but the ikat tagonu levayis, and those that say even if there are chickens there in the house, kol sheachlu shom chametz samach lepesach. As long as you eat chametz there, close to Pesach, guess what? Havi kamo chametz vaday. It's considered chametz vaday because the chametz falls down. Chametz is falling down. Do you have shashal or yipo chametz al karka? It's impossible. The chametz won't fall on the ground, and therefore ain't safik achila taragol and motzi midei vaday chametz. Therefore, the safik of the eating of these chickens will not get rid of the vaday chametz and the sarich bedika kadeh. You'll need a bedika kadeh. Now, halacha l'maisa from these halachas, you know, probably what you take from it is not, you're not going to have too many chickens running around your house cleaning up your chametz. But halacha l'maisa, you do see from here the aside that there's basically an assumption of chametz in these areas under the bench, under the table, and things like that. And of course, it needs bedika. And it's viewed as, according to many, as vadai chametz when it's samach l'pesach. Tzif katan chav hei. And sorry, shel chatzer. Also, the middle of a chatzer, you don't have to do bedika because you could assume that it gets eaten up. La bavka emtsa. It doesn't really mean specifically the middle of the chatzer. Do I didn't say the chatzer, even if it's the sides of the chatzer. So why is he saying emtsa? But asi lafuke. The reason why he's saying emtsa shel chatzer is to exclude rak chorin shebit stadi chatzer. It's coming to exclude the holes in the walls in the side of the chatzer that tsarich bedika. That will need a bedika because that's not something that the ravens and birdies and, you know, will eat up. Sifkat chav aval vadai. But if you have vadai chametz, then we do not say that we can rely on these animals eating up the items. The vadai chametz lo sabchin al zeh, not going to be samech on them eating it up. But sarach bedika need bedika. Why? Dein safek motzi midei vadai. Because the safek is not going to be motzi midei vadai. The kosher came makom shami mamidim avazim belul and kal v'chomer. When you go ahead and they used to have these like geese that would be in like a coop. And they put outside the coop, right? They'd have it in the coop, and they stick their heads out. And outside the coop, they'd have, in a kli, they'd have like a little basin or whatever. In shibolas shual usa orin, it would have, okay, oats and barley oats, okay, in there. Shal yidei achilasam noflam agarinim b'chutz. And when they'd stick there, you know, they'd peck away at it. So what would happen? They would fall outside the basin, and it would go on outside the coop, outside the basin. And then the birdies would not be able to reach it because they were able to get their little beak in the bowl, but not outside. So for sure you're going to need a bedika outside. This is mamish chametz gamor because these garinim were soaked in water. And what are these garinim? What are these? These are two of the five grains, shibol, shoel, and sorin. So therefore you got to make sure that if you have your geese peck it away. You right outside, then you have to go clear out that area on the side. Okay, chav zayin low. So if it's vadei chametz, then you cannot rely on the fact that they ate it up. Ayein b'magen Avram shadaito. Check out the Magen Avram. His opinion is to mashach nisu shav chametz man rav kodem pesach v'samach lepesach nishma shelo yipol shav chametz. He says the fact that a person goes ahead and he brings in chametz a long way, way back before Pesach. And close to Pesach, he's careful not the chametz did not fall. So that's like, you know there was vadei chametz 2 months ago, 3 months ago, right? But you know that close to Pesach, you didn't let any chametz in. Then en sarach livdok if you have these animals, because that could already be viewed as safek chametz because you don't know that there's chametz there present now. You know there was chametz 2 months ago, 3 months ago. We have shar dechol shloshim yom mikri samach lePesach, and it's possible that 30 days is considered samach l'pesach. So anything before 30 days is not already considered, oh, you have vadei chametz there. Aval dasa makor chayim, makor chayim is even more mekel. He says, the dafka mashal haya b'lel arba asar achas she'egiyaz mandika. Only that which you know chametz is there. After this man bedika, that's vadei chametz. Da'az nosob chin she'echlu ofos. Aval mashal haya vadei kodem l'zeh, lo mikri vadei chametz. Is before this man bedika, unbelievable. Before this man bedika, that's not considered vadei chametz. Ve'ein sarach bedika. It's not considered, okay, vadei chametz, and therefore you would not need bedika because you could assume they eat it up, which is wild. Okay. Anyway, let's look at the Rama. Haga again. That was Rebbe Kor Chaim. Aval Haga says aval a common simin tough mem hey sif gimel mevuar. He's got a big problem. He says because in simin tough mem hey sif gimel, it's clear the mutar lashlich chametz v'makom sha'ofos mitzuyim. You're allowed to go ahead and throw chametz into a place where the ofos are. So then you obviously have vadei chametz. And you're relying on them eating it. So kol shekein she'ein tzarech levar misham afilu chametz vadei. So if that's the case, then you shouldn't need to go ahead and get chametz vadei ad la'achar zman isura. You would not have to get rid of any vadei chametz until after the zman isura. When you see chametz, you have to get rid of it. But if you could just go ahead and you could actually throw chametz there and forget about it and rely on them eating it. So why do you have to do a bedika on vadei chametz that was there? You can just rely on them eating it. Obviously, if it's man iser hits and you know that you see chametz, then you got to get rid of it. But otherwise, you can just rely on it. They're going to eat it up. So he has a stira. He doesn't know what to do. So the Mishnah Berurah goes and says how the Acharonim deal with the stira. Look at the Kaf Chaf Ches, Aval Kaman. So he says as follows. Hinei Achronim Herichu Liyashev. The Achronim, they got into big essays to try to deal with this Liyashev Hastira, to deal with this Stira in the Shulchan Aruch. Ludina Hiskimu Kama Achronim. Says Ludina. This is what the Achronim came up with. L'chatzir shalo, this is how they made a pshara. L'chatzir shalo o shal shutvin, if it's your own chatzir or your own chatzir together with a partner, then it's asr l'zrog chametz al semach. You're not allowed to throw chametz in on the smach sheyachlu orvin v'ofos. You can't go ahead and rely on putting in chametz vaday and assume that the orvin and the ofos are going to eat it. That's crazy. And therefore, b'di'evit, if you threw it in, you have to do a b'dika because you can't assume. And some like b'di'evadai. Ah, so then where then are you allowed to throw it to the birds? This is what he's saying. Where is it allowed? If you're throwing it to a place that's hefker to the rabbin, could go in rechov like a street, then mutar lashlich sham chametzo. You can throw your chametz there and be mafkirit before kodem zman yisur, before the zman of yisur. V'mlo chlu arvim. And if the Orvim didn't eat it and it's still around, then similar to selling to an Akum before this man Isser. So again, you know, this is not such a great Chiddush, but in terms of, it is a Chiddush in the sense that you could avoid, you'd be able to avoid Bedika and Bior on these items, and even Bittel on these items, because you just chucked it into the street where the animal's going to eat up, and you mafkirated it for the birds. But ein achinami, stop going ahead and throwing the vaday chametz in front of the birds in your own house, or in you and your partner's house, or your partner's home, that would not be okay. That would be illegal. Chor shebein Yehudi lechavero. What happens if you have a hole that's between one yid and his buddy? Kol echad bodek ad makom sheyelam agos. You have two homes, and there's like a little hole that goes between the two. So, in the wall. So each one has to do a bedika up until where his hand reaches. And the rest, they just mevatel in their heart. Okay, and that's enough. It should be Yehudi l'ani Yehudi. And if it's between a Jew, a hole between a home of a Jew and a non-Jew, ain't tzarech bedika klal, you do not need a bedika at all. Shema yomar k'shafim hu osali v'nimtza bali yisakana. Because maybe, they'll say, oh, he's doing some type of some witchcraft. And he'll come to a sakana. What's this all about? Let's see. Mishnah Brura, Sif Katan Chaf Tes, Vashar Mevata Beliba, Vashem Nizgadil Sham Bechor, because maybe some chametz rolled a little further into the hole. Afilu Maya Sham Bevadai Chametz, Mahani Gamkein Habitol. And therefore, even if there's chametz there, the bitol will work. The Lo Havi Kemat Min Bebor, it's not like you're actually you're placing it in a bor. Kemen Lo Ave Biadayim, you're not allowed to go ahead and go put it somewhere and just do bitol. Right, but here it just it rolled further in and your hand can't go there anymore. Let's say after you scoop it out with a vacuum cleaner, can you get nana from the chametz like this after Pesach? That we'll see coming up in Tav Lamed Vav when we get to chametz she'avar lava Pesach. Sifkatim Lamed Shema Yomar Shafim. Maybe they'll say, "Oh, you're doing a." Some type of witchcraft. Mashu mechapes belayla. What's this Jew doing in the middle of the night? He's going into holes with an orhaner, with a candle in the chor, in the hole. When we come home, the next day, the 14th, you should do a bedika by day. Because the akum will not come. So he's not saying you don't do a bedika. You just don't have to do a bedika at night with the candle. Even though there's a principle that shluchei mitzvah, you're involved in the mitzvah, you're not going to get nizakin. Heichadish is the famous principle. Heichadish shchiyah hezekah shiny. If it's shchiyah hezekah, if the hezek is readily present, meaning you don't have to worry about crazy things happening. But if basically it's like a given, they're going to think you're nuts. Like you're this guy putting on these boxes on a plane. They look like phylacteries, and they're gonna. Anyway, I'm just an example. But everyone's used to it now. I heard some crazy stories about people who are putting on tefillin on planes. The afshe patru mitam zeh mibdika b'layla. And even though they patered based on this the bedika b'layla, mikol makom still you have to do bittel tzarech at night. He says, even by Vaday Chametz that you have in this chor, you're not going to need to do a Bedikah B'layla, except by day, and Bittul you're going to for sure need in such a scenario. Ad Kan, get ready, tomorrow's will be on recording.